So we're dealing with the issue of a sone, a hater. Okay? If someone hates another fellow Jew, and he kills him by accident. Okay? Does he go to Gaulis? So we have a three-way machlokas. Okay? Three-way machlokas. And this is the Mishnah on Tassim and Beis.
As opposed to what would be the
alternative? Oh, well, the alternative would be either... So here's the deal, is that if someone kills B'mezid on purpose, he's Chayiv Misa. If someone kills Shogeg, he goes to Galus. If someone kills what they call Karov B'mezid, which is like, it's not quite Shogeg. Shogeg is like a certain degree of culpability. Right, and Karov B'mezid is like it's real like a flagrance or a real negligence. More, there's a balance. There's Shogeg, there's Ones, which is total accident, and there's Karov B'mezid, which is more towards the side of, flagrance. You know, so you could argue that a hater is like, we suspect that it was Mezid or Karov B'mezid, something in that ballpark, right, because he hates the guy. So, come on, it's an accident. Yeah, sure. You know, that kind of thing. So, the Pasuk says, V'hu lo sonei lo, mitzmol shel sham. When it's describing Galus, it specifically says that he doesn't hate him. It doesn't apply by someone who hates him. Okay? So, that's why, that's a plain shot in the Pasuk. So, that's what the Tanakhama says, sonei eino gola. Period. Sonei doesn't go to Galus. Under no circumstances does sonei go to Galus. And I think that's the way we hold. Let me just see here. The Rambam is Gimel. Give me that, Nizikin. Thanks. So the Rambam says, this is in Nizikin and Rosh Hashanah and Nefesh. Perek Vav. One second. Perek. Vav Allah Yud. Let's see here. Hasone Shaharag Vishkaga inoniklat shenemar v'hu lo oyev lo. So the pasuk says, and he wasn't his enemy. Cheskaso shu karov lemezid. It's a chazaka that he was close to mezid. Ve'izehu sone. What's a sone? Zeshel diber imo shloshiyam neiva. He didn't speak to the guy for 3 days because of his hatred. So it's not just like you don't like the guy, but it's like it gets to the point where I guess you're in together with him and you would talk to him, but it's like you totally shut down. You're not talking to him. Okay? Interesting. That doesn't sound like a very, very, very harsh shear, right? Because he's happy that he died doesn't make it, doesn't make him any more culpable. You know, if someone else just dies from a heart attack and you're happy, I have Misa for it. So it's presumably it's because we somehow impute some sort of a motive to him. Right? We impute. There's an implication. So Cheskaso shu karov lemezid. He's close to mezid. That's what he's saying. We assume that. I mean, we're going to get into this. I mean, this is just, you know, we're just getting started here. But on the simple shot, that's, you know. This is what Tanakhama says, that if a sone kills Shogeg, he doesn't go to Galus. Because it's a chazaka that he's karov lemezid. Okay, that he really was negligent. I mean, it could be he just wasn't being... He was being especially reckless with that rope. Not necessarily there on purpose, but you could say he was being reckless. He was being very careless, you know, the way he handled it, something like that. Okay, so this is the Tanakhama. Tanakhama says again, a sone never goes to Galus. Period. Never. Okay? Fine. Where are we? Tess Amud Bey is in the Mishnah. The first Mishnah, Tess Amud Bey is a little bit... A few, a line or two into the Mishnah. The one which is on, it's the third or so. Okay, so Rabbi Yossi Omer Hasone Neherag. Okay, and this is the hardest shita. So three of machlokas. Rabbi Yossi says a sone who kills Peshogeg is chayiv misa. We kill him. Nimneishu kimuad, because he's like a muad. What is the muad? Rashi says kimusra alav. It's like he's warned. Over al hasra, he's violating the hasra. The Vadai Ladaz Hargo. Because definitely he intentionally killed him. And we kill him. He's Chayiv Misa. Okay? definitely, it's a strong word, definitely. Va'adai. That's what Rabbi Yossi says. Okay, so Rabbi Yossi says we don't believe his mother's shogeg story, and we're so confident about it that we actually kill him. He's chayv misa. If someone kills his enemy, he's chayv misa. Okay? Well, the Gemara is going to take this up. This is a hard position. That's the second position. Rabbi Shimon Omer Yesone Gola V'Yesone Sheino Gola. It depends. Okay, he agrees with the Tanakhama that he's not going to be chayv misa. That for sure not. He's not chayv misa. But you, Tanakhama, the first sheet are saying Pater from Galus, period. It says depends. Depends. Not every. Sometimes he goes to Galus, sometimes he doesn't. It depends if it's reasonable to assume that there was das, there was a motivation involved. And the Gemara explains is that if he was lowering a rope or a bucket down a roof on a rope. So if the rope snaps, so what are you going to say? He hated him and that's why the rope snapped? And it has nothing to do with him. Well, the only thing is that he didn't check the rope in the first place. But you'll say, look, a regular guy also didn't check the rope in the first place. And the fact that he hates him doesn't in any way make it any worse.
He didn't know he was going to walk.
Well, he should have been looking. He should have been looking. What it's saying is that it's not... Ultimately, what caused the death was the fact that the rope snapped. And it's saying is the fact that he's a hater or not a hater doesn't in any way make the probabilities of the rope snapping or make him more involved in the rope snap. But if the rope slipped out of his hand, so then if he's a regular guy, you say, oops, shogeg. Just he wasn't being careful. And then, look, accidents happen. If he's a sone, then we suspect that he was willful or that he was being negligent or something to that effect, and then he doesn't go to Galus. So he agrees with the Tanakhama that a sone doesn't go to Galus, but he says it depends. Don't go across the board. Why do you go across the board? It depends on the case. The whole thing is because you're projecting a certain das on the sone. But then it should vary depending on what the case is. Why do you have to go across the board? It doesn't really make sense to exclude him across the board. It should depend on the case. And that's what Shimon holds. But the Tanakhama holds no. Across the board, sone doesn't go to Galus. And that's what we hold. Across the board, sone doesn't go to Galus. Thank God it's wrong, but... Okay, this is the three machlokes. Okay, so... To summarize, the first and third position are closer together. Or let's say the second position is the odd man out. He says his sone is chayev misa. We assume he definitely did it on purpose. The other two positions, one and three, are not willing to go that far. They say, no, amazed? How do you know that? So it's shogeg at best, or, you know, and it says the first position says karov amazed, no galus ever. Third position says depends on the case. Sometimes it'll be shogeg goes to galus, sometimes it'll be we have to evaluate it. When the rope breaks, the shogeg is because you should have checked the rope. But that's not subject to quantity. That's just the regular guy on the sona equally didn't check the rope. You won't get it right? But by the letting it slide out of your hands, if it slips out of your hands, that's kind of subject to how careful you are. It's not just a right. Qualitative check. That's like a quantitative care and hold the degree that you're holding on to the rope. So by a regular guy, we say, look, it just slipped. By a sone, we say he was more loose about that rope. He let it fall, maybe it's even on purpose, or close to on purpose, or, you know. But he's saying is it doesn't lend itself to that distinction when it comes to checking the rope. It's the same thing. It's one qualitative check. You check it to see it's broken or it's not broken. To understand the first position, because, especially the Rambam explains it, it's a chazaka that he was karov amazed. But how do you say that across the board? I mean, isn't it a good point in the case of the rope snapping? Aren't there cases where it's not reasonable to say that it's karov amazed? So it seems to be that Rav Shimon's making a good point. It depends on the case. But the Tanakhama just says, no, across the board, a sone is, doesn't go to Galus, as Rav explains, because he's a chazaka that he's karov amazed.
Okay? The Tanakhama is that he's always chayv.
No, he always doesn't go to Galus. Okay. Always doesn't go to Galus. He's always karov amazed. It's a little funny because being worse makes you potter. And that's what he's saying. You always assume he's Karol Mesa. Since he's Karol Mesa, you don't go to Galus. So he always doesn't get Galus. Right?
Yep.
Well, one way to look at it is like the Pasuk definitely says, Vulo Sone La, Vulo Oyev La. It excludes a Sone. So definitely a Sone is not in the ordinary halacha. There's definitely an exception. What is the exception? Reb Yossi, who's the second shita, says, oh, I'll tell you why. It's an exception. Because if the sone kills, he's chayav misa. The other positions are not willing to say chayav misa, but they say, oh, I'll tell you why. If the sone kills, he's karav mezid. It's just the machlokas is, do we always say he's karav mezid, period, no matter what, or do we only say it if the case lends itself to that interpretation? Let's take up that position first. Okay, there's a lot of positions here, but let's first take up the second position, which is, I think, the most difficult position here. And we have to read the Gemara. The Gemara takes it up. Okay, the second position who holds is Chayav Misa versus everyone else who says he's not Chayav Misa. Okay, why is he Chayav Misa? So he says, Mneshu Kemuad, which Rashi says means it's like he's warned and he's violating Asra, because he definitely killed him on purpose. Okay, so the Gemara asks, it says, well, hello Asra Bey, but there's no Asra. And we know that in order to kill somebody for a mazid, in order to punish the person, it has to be a mazid, and the way you verify that he's a mazid is using Asra. So where's your Asra? So it's very nice you tell me that he's definitely, I don't care what definitely, but I'm always using Asra. Right? So the Gemara answers, this is Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda says, he's the position who holds that a chaver, a Talmud Chacham, does not need Asra. Okay, if Talmud Chacham does the violates in a crime, but right, whatever, we don't know, he's chayav misa, even if that hasra, because he says the whole purpose of hasra is to tell whether the guy's shogeg mezid. L'havchin bein shogeg mezid. But he says we know he's a mezid. He obviously knows the halacha. Normal guy, he'll say, oh, I didn't know that you're not allowed to do blank, 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 whatever. But if Talmud Chacham obviously knows it, so he's a mezid. So you don't need hasra, right? He says, similarly here, the Sone doesn't need Hasra because something. Because you have to fill in the blank. It's not clear how it's the same exact thing. But that's what he's saying. Is the way you could get around the Hasra requirement is because this is Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that's the deal. That for Hasra, Hasra is not necessary in the case of Eliyahu Talmud Chacham. And just like Tanis and Tanis Tanis Chacham, it's not going to be necessary here. Okay? Because we could reason rather than that Sarga. So it's hard. One question is, how is it related? What does one have to do with the other? And second of all, I find it hard to understand this Rashi that it's saying is Vaday Ladas Argo. I mean, in order to kill a guy, you have to know for sure that he's amazing. And how do you know that this guy who hates this person and he kills him, you know that he did it on purpose? Maybe he did it by accident. Maybe he did it with negligence. Maybe he just wasn't being careful and he let the rope slip. He knew he hated the guy. He had some unconscious or whatever, he had animosity towards the guy. And he was being a little bit, a little bit loose, a little bit lack of, more careless than on average. But to say vaday ladas, that it was a premeditated, intentional plan to kill him, it just doesn't seem, based on what are we saying that? And it would seem the other positions don't buy that. So what's the machlokas? You know? Yeah. So that's basically what I'd like to do. Try to understand, try to defend the shita of Rabbi Yossi. You know, and show how it has something to do with this Asra, Chaver, Talmud Chacham not needing Asra. You know? So machlokas, by the way, whether Talmud Chacham needs Asra. And we hold he does. Because he does need Asra. So it's a machlokas. Whether Talmud Chacham needs Asra or not. Yeah, so my real intention is, it's a side point, but he says, the Ritva says, it's very nice, you say a Sone, we assume that he hated him, but maybe he thought you're allowed to kill. How do you know that he knew that you weren't allowed, that's Asar? And it was in Hasra, in order for it to be amazing, you have to be two things. First of all, you have to know that it's a crime, that it's the Torah says, L'sirtzach, and if you kill, then you chayv misa. And also, you have to know that he was intentional about actually killing him. So it's saying, it's very nice you'll tell me the Sone definitely wanted to kill him. But how do you know that the Sone knew the halacha that you can't kill him if you kill your chayv misa? Because that's part of what Hasra is. You tell him that there's a penalty. So it says is that you have to say, the Ravah says you have to say this case is talking about a Sone who is also a Talmud Chacham. Sone is Talmud Chacham, even though he's not supposed to hate, but whatever, he's not supposed to kill either. But Sone is Talmud Chacham, so you know that he knew the halacha. And how do you know that he was intentional? So that also, because he hated him. Okay, but you don't need to get into that part. But it's the Ridvan Vavam Vavam. Yeah. But here the question is, but you're still getting yoder. That's fine. But what about the fact that how do you know that he's mezid? How do you know that he's mezid altogether? Right? Maybe he did it by accident. So what they're saying is no. Somehow we get around that. Jake's asking, what does that have to do with it? What does Talmud Chacham have to do with the sonei? Just because the sonei doesn't need hasra, fine. Because just Talmud Chacham doesn't need hasra, fine. Because Talmud Chacham, we assume he knows halacha. But how does that have to do with the sonei? Point this year, don't you need hasra to say that this guy was amazing? So yeah, Talmud Chacham, we know he knows halacha. That's why he doesn't need hasra. But what about this guy? This guy's a sonei. How do you just carry over from one to the other? What's the comparison? It's a good first step. Richie's saying is that Vadai doesn't necessarily mean Vadai. It's a lowercase Vadai. Okay, Vadai means like halachically. halachically, it's treated like a Vadai. It's like the Ram said, Cheskaso Shukar Mezer. There's such a thing in halacha as like a legitimate halachic assumption, which we treat as a Vadai. It's not a suffix. Like a Talmud Chacham, you're saying is if he kills, right? So you say he doesn't get struck because we know that he did it on purpose. How do you know? I mean, it's true, it's Talmud Chacham. Does every single Talmud Chacham know every single halacha at every single second?
Yes.
I mean, no. And maybe it slipped his mind. But you say, look, a Talmud Chacham, it's a chazaka that he knows halachas. And that's enough to kill a guy. That's enough. In other words, we have a right to kill a guy based upon a halachic assumption that since he's a Talmud Chacham, he knows the halacha. If you could argue and say no, in order to kill somebody, you have to have hasra, and hasra is what it's mavchin ben shogeg l'mezid. You can't kill somebody unless, in the very crime itself, it is 100% clear that he's a mezid. If you warn him and he says, I don't care, I'll pecan him doing it anyways, that you need absolute certainty to be able to before you punish somebody. That's amazing. Maybe you have to need absolute certainty. But Rabbi Yossi's position is that you have a right to go by an assumption of a mezid. Normal, and definitely in halacha, normally go by things like that. You have an assumption, that makes sense. But now you're going to punish the guy and kill the guy. Is there also? That's Rabbi Yossi Yehuda's halacha, that you have a right to go by a halachic assumption, by a vada, that's considered a vada, you have a right to go by that.
Then you're assuming the guy heard it too.
What?
You're assuming that the guy heard it. Maybe he didn't hear it.
But that's already, no, I'm not saying that. That's different. I mean, it's different to say, look, you can always have radical doubts.
When you warn the guy, does he have to respond?
Yes. He has to say, I respond to an awful PK, I'm doing it anyways. You have to warn him, toch de divor. If he waits 5 seconds and then does it, then we say, maybe he forgot. For Asra. Asra has to be mamish, tochid dibor, afal pikein, I'm doing it anyways, and then does it. Right away. Instantaneously. So yeah, it has to be part of the very maisa itself is the indicator that he's a mezid, according to the way we hold. Okay, but Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yudas holds that you have a right to employ chazakos. You have a right to employ. Look, he's Talmud Chacham definitely knows. What do you mean definitely? Definitely? Not definitely. But a lowercase definitely. It means like according to halachic chazakas. The ordinary in halacha, you don't need definitely. The halacha doesn't work like that in general. Only your chazakas. You have assumptions. And you have a right to work on assumptions, halachic assumptions. And those are considered, you do a lot of things based on assumptions, halacha chazakas. But the question is what about in terms of establishing mezid? What about in terms of establishing mezid? Did the Torah set up hasra as the only method? Or you say, look, as long as you have could establish that he's amazing and you have different methods. So therefore, it helps. It doesn't answer our question, but I think Richie's step is a good step, is that when Rashi's saying Vadai Odas Hargo, he doesn't mean Vadai in the vernacular sense of the word. Definitely. He means halachically we could establish that it's a Vadai. Halachically, it's treated as a din of a Vadai Odas Hargo. It's a din of amazing. Just like, and this is Rabbi Yosef Yehuda who holds you could do things like that. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda who holds, you can never say he definitely did it, but Rabbi Yosef Yehuda holds that you could use halachic chazakos to give it a din of a vadai. And just like you could do it by a Talmud Chacham, vis-a-vis the halacha, you could do it by sone, vis-a-vis the intent and the marshal and circumstances, to know that he definitely was doing this intentionally. But I think still, still you have to justify it. I mean, it makes the question easier, but I think it still has to be, you still have to justify what's the halachic assumption. Because now you need a halachic argument that he's amazed. And you can't just say, maybe it was a shogeg. That's not a fair question anymore. Maybe, you know, an extended maybe isn't going to do it. You got to really, you know, but you have to show now why halachically do you have a chazaka that he's amazed. What's the argument to say that? Maybe just to go similar to what Jonas trying to pull off here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and let's see if you like it. You know, you have a right to not like it. But just remember, it's a really hard question. So. I'm just kidding. Yeah, so maybe like this, is that in general, I'm going to posit something. In general, when you see a person do something, there's an assumption that he did it on purpose. Right? If you see a guy drop a ball, you assume he dropped it on purpose. Because in general, a large proportion of human actions take place with intent. And man has, you know, is capable of doing things. And in general, just stop. Forget about killing, forget about anything. Just in general, there's an assumption. If you see a guy do something, you say, why do you do that? Right? What do you mean, why do I do it? Because you assume when a human being acts, he acts with intent. And he does what he intended to do. Right? That's generally, right? Smash the guy in the face, you say, why do you do that? You don't say, oh, maybe it was an accident. Look, I mean, it's possible it was an accident, but the assumption, the running assumption when you do an action is an assumption that it was on purpose.
It all depends on the circumstances.
Hold on. It depends. I'm saying forget about exceptional. The normal without any crazy circumstances. A normal without anything to indicate one, anything special to indicate one way or another. Anything to indicate. The burden of proof is on you to show that this was unintentional, because in general you say human beings act and their actions, human beings aren't clumsy by their nature, they do what they're trying to do. Now there is such a thing as, there's a percentage of things that just happen, you didn't mean to do it, but if you add it up, all the actions that human beings do, the high majority of them are going to be doing what you intended to do. All day long, you always do things. How many actions, small actions do you do in a day that are intentional? Right? I mean, sometimes you do things by accident, but the assumption is an assumption. When you do something, it's on purpose. Fine. But now when a guy kills, so now you don't say that. A normal person kills. So now you don't say that because there's also an assumption that a person isn't going to kill. There's like a chazkas kashrus, and there's an idea people don't just kill people. Right? Or there's an avera. Any avera. Killing, but any avera. There's an assumption that a person doesn't just do an avera. He doesn't just murder. So therefore, if you see somebody kill someone, now your ordinary assumption that human actions are intentional is contradicted or offset by another assumption that a guy is a kasher and he wouldn't just kill somebody. A normal person wouldn't just kill somebody. So therefore that now you no longer have a right to say he's amazing. Because the normal chazaka that what you do, human actions are intentional, isn't operable here, because people don't just do these things, actions intentionally. We assume there's a great resistance for a person to kill intentionally. So therefore, even though ordinary actions a person does, you assume are intentional, not when you know that there's a great resistance to doing this action intentionally, now you have reason to believe that it was unintentional. And the contrary, if you see someone kill, you'd assume it was unintentional, because you don't just say people don't just kill. People wouldn't do things like that. But
is that a count?
Yeah. Conflict. The point is, you're not going to kill a guy based upon a conflict. And it at least creates a doubt that maybe it was a shogeg, and you're not going to kill a guy. You can't say it's a vada il dasar. Go, now the burden of proof is on Edim or on Hasra. Now you don't know. If you just witness a murder, you have no idea. Basically, you have one thing telling you people do things intentionally. You have another thing telling you people don't kill intentionally. So now you don't know. So if you have Hasra to verify that he did it intentionally, fine. If you don't have Hasra, you don't have Hasra. That's it. So you have to have Hasra to verify. You can't kill a guy on a maybe. Right? Okay. Fine. You have to basically look for further, you know. Fine. But now comes the case of a zone. Right? Now comes the case of a zone. Now, and this is what you said is good. Is that, how did you say? He doesn't want to kill him. He doesn't not want to kill him. In other words, so you have a normal assumption that when people do things, they're intentional. Now, the only reason you say, in general, if you witness like a murder, you don't say that is intentional is because, so you say a person doesn't want to kill him. You don't want to kill people. But the Sone, he doesn't not want to kill him. On the contrary, he doesn't want to kill him. Right? And in general, look, you don't know that he would necessarily act, but there is, you don't have the normal thing which stops you from assuming that it's amazing, that it's intentional, which is the assumption that a guy would never do that intentionally doesn't exist here because he's a Sone. And we know that he definitely has a desire to have him dead. I mean, maybe he wouldn't actually do it, but now he did an action. So the action is an action. In general, when you see human actions, you impute intent to it, unless you have a contrary, indication. And here you don't have that contraindication because you know that he's a Sone. So it's not like it's just... my point is, it's not just like... it's a toss-up. We don't know. So we say, maybe it was Mazen, maybe it was Shogeg. He did the action. He killed him. There's a normal assumption is human actions are intentional. And all you have to do is remove the roadblock to saying that it was intentional. Namely, the normal roadblock is you don't just kill, you never just kill somebody. So now you know is this assumption that you would just kill your enemy. It doesn't mean definitely, and it's not, but now it's halakhically definitely because I'm saying is there's already an assumption that when you do an action, it's intentional. What I'm saying is the idea of the maybe, the 10% chance that it wasn't that way, that's Rabbi Yosef Ben Yehuda's possession. Rabbi Yosef's position of a chaver, and a chaver, there's a 10% chance that a chaver didn't forgot the halacha. But Rabbi Yosef Ben Yehuda's halacha is that just like in other areas of halacha, you have a right to go by chazakos. Chazakos mean you have a right to assume certain principles. Now, even though there's a possibility that it's not in line with chazaka, but they're like a chazakos kashos. You have a right to eat food from a guy's house because he's a chazakos kashos. You know he's a from guy. You go to his house and they feed you food. Now, maybe he gave you treif. It's certainly a chance. Only 1% of the time people do that. How do you know not? But there's a chazaka. You have a right to assume. You know, the whole halakhic system works with things like this. You have a right to go live by chazakas. You don't have to worry about oddball probabilities, you know? Mm-hmm. You have a right to go by chazakas. There's such a thing as chazakas. So what I'm saying is like that's what gives you a hold. And when it comes to punishing a guy, you have a right to go by chazaka. You have a right to have a go by chazaka. Talmud Chacham knows the halakha. And you also have a right to go by a chazaka in this case he's saying the same thing that the sone that human actions are generally done b'mezid are done intentionally. Normally you don't say that by murder because of the great resistance a person would never murder somebody, but once he's a sone that resistance is removed. Now he did the action. Now you have the normal law assumption on chazaka that when you do an action you did it intentionally. But that's assuming that's exactly what the other positions and what we hold is that you can't, when it comes to Onesh, you can't remove those probabilities. You can't kill somebody based on Chazakos. You need to know for sure. The only way to know for sure is Hasra. Hasra is a way of knowing for sure. But other than short of that, you can't kill anybody. But that's the thing. That's what's called Azrabah. You didn't warn him, so how do you really know? Even if you tell me Vadai. It doesn't mean Vadai, 100%. No, it can't be. Even if you tell me a Chazaka. But you need Hasra. It says, oh, there's Mr. Rizabi Yehuda. Because we hold you don't need a Vadai. The Chazaka works. So when Rashi says Vadai Las Hargo, he means the Halachic Vadai. The Halachic Vadai, like the Halachic Vadai that a guy is serving you kosher food when you go into his house. Is it a Vadai 100%? Would you risk your life on it? No, maybe not. But it's all, you have a right to assume it. You have a right to assume it. Halachically, Halacha tells you, you have a right to assume things like that. The thing is, like, there's ordinarily a chazaka. If you do an action, it's intentional. That's a general chazaka. You assume intent of an action. Unless you have a counter argument. Now, the counter argument is a guy who'd never kill. But by a sone, it neutralizes the counter argument, and you're left with the ordinary chazaka that human actions are intentional. That's what I'm adding to the picture. That we come to the table with an assumption of human actions being intentional. So, therefore, you have less to prove in order to make him a vadai. If you don't have that assumption that human actions are intentional, then I'll say you could go either way. It's true he hates him, but at the same time, maybe he's not going to want to kill him, so maybe it's not going to go that far. So then I don't see how you could say Vadai. But if you come to the table with an assumption human actions are intentional, and what stops that is the assumption, no, he's not going to kill, then Sone removes that, and then you're left with your normal chazaka. Now, I would say is that just like with the third position, Rav Shimon is going to say, he says it's only Karv L'mezid in the case where it slips out of his hands. Because when a case where the rope snapped, it definitely, he don't assume Karv L'mezid. So I'd say definitely Rav Yossi also is only going to say you kill him in a case like the rope slipping out of his hand. I'm saying it's obviously limited to the case where it's reasonable to assume it, where it's possible that you could say that. As if the case is the rope snapped, and there's no way to assume that's a mezid because it's a rope snapping, then I don't think then you'd say it. He's only going to say it in the case where it slips out of your hand. Just like Rabbi Shimon says, you only say karov lemezid where it slips out of his hand. So then Rabbi Yossi is only going to say mezid if it slipped out of his hand. But in the case of the rope snapping, I'd say even Rabbi Yossi is not going to be saying your chayv misa. That's what I'm learning. Because otherwise, it's not reasonable. I'd say most people, times when rope snaps, it is unintentional. Now, that's the thing. Most actions, rope snapping, you wouldn't have that prior assumption that most of the time when rope snap, it's intentional. Because I didn't do it, the rope snapped. But when I drop something out of my hand, they'll say in general, when you drop something to the floor, something's in your hand, then you drop it, there's a chazaka that it's intentional. Because hands don't just open up. It's just the way things are. Now, is it possible? Yeah, but there's a chazaka. If I let something go, I dropped it. That's the assumption. But it's rope snapping, forget it. He wouldn't say it in that case. I'm saying he's limited to that case. One thing, I just want to say, tomorrow I'm going to want to take up the machlokas between the first and the third. Right? Oh, and also, what are the other... I mean, I'm just saying, the other positions, I think, just don't hold by Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. They just hold... You know, the reason why the first and the third is they don't hold by the Schaver Hasra thing. This is a unique position. So the whole thing only gets off the ground. I mean, they may agree that it's Vadai is a Chazaka, but bottom line is you can't kill a guy based on that. What I want to take up tomorrow is the machlokas between the first and the third position. Between Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon.